BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We pick out the words of wisdom that Pitbull had for us on yesterday's show, like...
The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life.
Inyona Bingo with Rihanna off of films, and she manages to finish the whole thing. And our fake David Guetta calls up again. He looks like David Guetta, but at the moment sounds nothing like him. So we try and help.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Chris, hello.
Hello.
Are you firing on all cylinders?
Yeah, man.
I don't even know what that means. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Bingo
Good.
Day, hyped.
Yes. No Charlie Slough today, because he is in America doing all the hip-hop things. Mm. So we've got Clara instead. Clara Ampho on Real or No Real. That'd be 3:40. I'll tell you who also we need to catch up with today. Do you remember the guy that is offering to help out at your girlfriend's sister's wedding?
Yes.
It's a guy who got in touch with the show after he heard us talk about this last week. And he is a David Guetta impersonator. Well, no, okay. He's a David Guetta lookalike, but wants to be a David Guetta impersonator. His name's Matthew. This all came after your sister tweeted Ed Sheeran. Not your sister,
well,
your
no,
girlfriend's sister
girlfriend's,
tweeted Ed Sheeran.
My girlfriend's sister tweeted Ed Sheeran thinking that he would turn up at the wedding.
Yeah.
But only sent one tweet. He gets thousands of tweets.
Yeah. Thinking, oh yeah, he'll do a couple of songs, surely.
She was willing to pay taxis as well.
Yeah, it's all about the extra detail, this. I'll get his cab. He can have a couple of drinks if he wants as well. So we'll catch up with him, because do you remember last week? He looks like David Guetta a lot, but doesn't sound anything like him. And he's been having French lessons, so we'll catch up with him a bit later on. And Innuendo Bingo today is with Rihanna off of films. It's always a wet one when Rihanna's on. She absolutely lost it last time. Do you remember this? Listen.
Rihanna's lost it.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cops in my ear.
Talk about the boat race, of course.
Oh no. Rihanna's broken.
Oh no. Actually had to stop the game early because she couldn't cope anymore. I hope she's got it together again today. It's 1:45 for Rihanna on Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I loved yesterday. Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, Pitbull was in this room.
I've not seen you like that for a while, the way that you were before he came in.
In this room, this time yesterday. And what a gentleman.
Yeah.
And so many words of wisdom that we can all take and use in everyday life.
Did you see this yesterday? Everyone kept taking quotes that he was saying, put them on Twitter.
Yeah.
He got well deep in parts.
I know. But he just kind of, I don't think he even realises that he's doing them. They just kind of spill out of his mouth. I like it that I'm now Mr. 01489. People in Loxheath and parts of Southampton are really pleased. But what I've done, you know how you can get those relaxing apps that send you into deep sleep at night?
Mm.
If you want to relax, if you have a problem relaxing, you just put your headphones in and fall asleep, and it kind of hypnotises you. And all the messages about, like, you know, believing in yourself, they're supposed to sink in while you're in that kind of dream state.
I've never tried this before, but it seems like a good idea.
Well, try, because I've made this, you can put this on tonight, and hopefully all of the wisdom will go in. As you're trying to sleep, you'll be kind of like, whoa.
Whose wisdom?
Pitbull.
Oh, right, okay.
I've put them all together. Here are Pitbull's words of wisdom from yesterday.
Good things come to those that wait. The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life. We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision. Pitbull comes from just fighting, not only in the industry, but in life as a whole. And anybody that understands the breed knows that it doesn't understand what the word lose means.
What?
The way we create memories is by creating memories. There's not one hacker in the world that can hack into this head right here. So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
That's my favorite.
Right.
I love that.
You like it?
It's so good.
Relaxing, isn't it? And hopefully all of the wisdom will sink in. Take that to bed with you tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Don't want to say that I've changed much, but I've got really bad indigestion right now on the cauliflower rice that I've just been eating.
Oh.
What even is that?
My flatmate always tries to make me eat cauliflower rice.
What is it, though?
Yeah, his lunches are off again at the moment. He does this. He has these little spells where he decides to go on a diet.
Have a bit of beetroot hummus. What?
What are you on at the moment? What's the diet? The cauliflower and rice diet, is it?
No, it's not rice. It's kind of substitute rice.
Oh, it's like when you whiz up cauliflower and it becomes like a rice substitute.
Yeah.
Just eat a proper lunch.
Anyway, it's not doing me any good at the moment. If I have to duck out during the interview, you'll know why.
Is it the same results as the cabbage soup diet?
Absolutely not. Can't you look? No, it's not. Rihanna off of Films is here. You're right.
Oh yeah.
So we're about to play Inuit Bingo. It's always good when you're on, but you did let yourself down last time.
Hold on, that was not my fault. You had a ridiculous clip.
It was about the rower from Oxford, wasn't it?
It was a row. It was nine rowers, wasn't it?
That's right. You remember it well, don't you?
Oh no, she's starting again.
No, not again.
No, I will behave very professionally today.
I know you will. Lots of people are really looking forward to this because they remember the last one, like Laura on Twitter, and also Jessica and Ona, who says, I totally remember last time Rowdy was on Innuendo. It was awesome. I can't wait to see this one. You can watch it in about a couple of minutes on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, computer, laptop. Hey, you've got a podcast now.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I've got a new podcast, Movies with Rihanna, and you can go to the same place that you'd normally download your podcast from, and it has all the film stuff that's happened in the week, including reviews and interviews. So I think Greg's Chris Pratt interview is on there this week, and my interviews with Melissa McCarthy and Miranda Hart for a Spy. Yeah, it's all going on.
Loads.
It's fun.
Do you forget some of the people that you've interviewed?
Yeah, was that really apparent then?
That many
people? Just like, yes.
Yes, get how you roll.
So wherever you normally get our podcast from, the Scott Mills Daily, you can also get Rihanna's one. It's called Movies with Rihanna. Spell it correctly, though.
Yeah, R-H-I-A-N-N-A, yeah.
There's the difference.
Thanks.
Have you seen Jurassic Park yet?
No, and I'm seeing it tomorrow night, and I'm so excited.
I'm
basically,
so excited.
I made myself not watch it with all the other film critics. I wanted to see it with more general people. General people.
Okay.
Plebs. No. You get much better atmosphere if you just see it with everyone else.
Yeah.
As opposed to just in a room.
Critic.
You mean with people like me?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
People like you.
Got you.
Yeah.
Actually me, before I became a film critic.
Critics can be a bit, like, snobby about it, can they?
And not laugh.
I don't think you sound snobby at all today, Rihanna. It's fine.
Okay, so that's one film I'm actually really excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, right? It's not going to be one of those disappointing things.
No, I think everyone has been raving. Like, Greg James saw it to interview Chris Pratt, and he said it was one. And Greg doesn't really rave about films.
No.
He doesn't really like films. He loved it. He thought it was amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay, so assume positions, lads, because we're going to play Inuendo Bingo in a minute.
I will finish this time, I promise.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Rihanna off of Films is here. She's promised that she will finish this time. That's one. So let's play Inuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
How are we feeling then?
All right. I like that you just cleared a little path for yourself to see us. You just moved all the computer screens out of the way.
I couldn't quite see you there, my loves. So now I can.
I can't even see you. We've done this a fair few times now, Rihanna. Think about it.
Yeah.
I reckon we've done this probably about like 10 times now.
No, it's got to be more than 10.
More.
Definitely more than 10.
Definitely more.
It's got to be like 30, I reckon.
30.
Yeah.
Okay, so you both are experts at this game. I don't need to tell you any rules.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go on the Radio 1 website now, very blotchy face today, so that's a treat for you. Me.
Bit rude.
Oh, that's charming. All right, I only got a couple of hours ago. Leave me alone.
Very blotchy face.
You've been out again, Rihanna? bbc.co.uk/radio1. That's where you find us, and you can watch it on your phone, on your computer, on your laptop, anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on a screen. Anywhere.
I remember the old days where you couldn't. You could only watch Innuendo Bingo at home on your
ye olde
PC.
Days.
Yes.
You couldn't even watch it when it was first on.
Oh, yeah, really?
Just on the radio.
That's the thing. When I used to listen, I was 4 or 5 years old and I'd be listening.
You weren't 4 or 5 years old. Shut it.
I couldn't watch it. It was well annoying.
Like 4 years ago. And you're in your mid-20s.
Hard.
Yeah. You asked for that. Anna, so, water, please.
Here we go.
Right.
Yes. Now we're going first to Elaine Page. You know Elaine Page. She's on Radio 2. She plays all songs from the show, songs from the musicals. And it becomes clear from listening to this clip how Elaine has managed to remain in that business for so long.
Well, by all accounts, I hear on the grapevine that Jonathan Slinger, who's playing the leading role right now, he's pretty brilliant as well in the role. I haven't seen Jonathan's Wonka, but I did see Douglas's.
I'd forgotten how horrid this is.
I haven't seen Jonathan's Wonka, but I did see Douglas's.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Thank you to Caitlin and Macclesfield for spotting that one.
I'd forgotten like all the tactics of this. So, like, I spit and then I bend my head forward and then you get the top of my head.
Yeah.
You used to do that. You used to go down the back of my neck. I remember.
Right. Happy times.
It's not happening again. Don't soil yourself.
Water, please. Now, see if you can get through this one. I don't need to remember, but if you're a regular listener and watcher, Elaine Page, who we just played there, is obsessed with Wonkas. She's talked about them before.
The very talented Douglas Hodge as Willy Wonka, heading up the cast. And I don't know if you didn't get a glimpse of Douglas's Wonka. Well... Oh, what did I just say?
Oh, Rihanna, that was full in the face.
So mean.
Oh no, it's just that clip of of her playing Willy Wonka from Charlie and the Chocolate. She gets him every time.
Do you remember when you used to get people to turn to put down their windows and you get them to play that out really loud?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
No, that did happen.
That was so good.
Oh, that was absolutely vile.
That was awful, actually.
Soz.
I've not seen one like that for a while.
What are you doing?
Just washing my face with your spit.
That was weird.
Grim.
See that?
Water, please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I see what you mean now.
Come on. Now it's going in her lap, Chris. Okay, a new clip. Here we go. Next, we're going to Glorious Gardens from Above, which is definitely one.
Okay.
Water, please. Now, sometimes you do just see a garden every now and again, don't you, that makes you go, wow.
Wow.
Look at that garden. Don't you?
Yeah.
Water?
You do. There is a garden near me that has a lot of gnomes in it.
Yeah.
It's quite fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. Water?
Wow. Oh.
Right, we're not getting anywhere here.
Did I spit in your bar?
You did. You spat in my cup.
Sorry.
Come on. Right. What's going on? Right, when we get you two together, we don't get anywhere.
Oh, I've forgotten how hard this is. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, it's one of those now. We might as well just fully commit.
I would.
You know, sometimes I thought you, we think had. You might get away with at least keeping your pants
sometimes,
dry.
Yeah, sometimes we start going, how can you not get this bit? Can you? We haven't bothered.
No point.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a guard that makes you just go, wow.
Come on.
Water.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, what I just said about gardens. But do gardens have this effect on anyone else?
The execution of excellence in this garden is outstanding. It makes me tingle every single time I come.
Oh, Rihanna.
That was...
Woof. Wiggity woof. That was a low blow, wasn't it?
It makes me tingle every single time I come.
To the garden. And, wow. Okay.
Wow.
That was a good one.
And next, it's Mary Berry's absolute favourite on BBC Two. Water, please.
Okay.
Mary's been doing one of her famous demonstrations again. Mary, as you know, has been doing this for years, which is why she's able to achieve such impressive results.
Let me just show you, and you'll watch it drop. Is it going to drop? No, really, really stiff. It really looks as stiff as can be.
Mary Berry.
It really looks as stiff as can be.
Talking about meringues there, very stiff.
Swallow.
No. Water, please.
Okay.
Just waiting for you. Springwatch is absolute filth at the moment. Thank you if you're one of our many listeners that text in about it. I can't believe it, what they get away with. Martin's on the show this time. And Martin is an avid bird watcher. He blooming loves them. So much so, he loves birds so much, he's had this unfortunate accident on live television.
So that's the sort of movement that we saw, Martin.
It was, yeah, Chris. And I always record it, Chris, every year. It fits in.
The arrival of your swallow.
The arrival of the swallows this year. I get a bit carried away. Look, first swallow. So I do get...
That wasn't even it.
It's just the third one.
Chris, you're so... dripping off your chin.
Oh, no.
Let's see if we can get through this.
I just spilt it all down myself. Not that it matters anymore.
Martin... has had an unfortunate accident.
So that's the sort of movement that we saw, Martin.
It was, yeah, Chris. And I always record it, Chris, every year. It fits in.
The arrival of your swallow.
The arrival of the swallows this year. I get a bit carried away. Look, first swallow. So I do get carried away a little bit. I did an explosion.
Martin just exploded with excitement.
So did Rihanna.
Emily in Leeds spotted that one. Thanks, Emily.
First swallow. So I do get carried away a little bit. I did an explosion.
OK, I think it's time for a classic, everyone. Oh. Is it pretty wet over there?
It's a wet one.
Oh, God.
Let us know if you're watching.
This is horrible.
So glad I watched for the first time. Rihanna and Chris should play every week. That's from Sam in Maidstone.
Are there still people watching for the first time?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
And also, did you know, Innie and a Bingo now is its own programme on BBC iPlayer?
I did not know that!
Yeah, you're going to be
Wait, on. Hold on.
What do you mean? What's wrong?
This isn't going to go on YouTube, it's going to go on iPlayer.
YouTube as well. But you can watch it on actual telly.
This has got big, Scott.
I know. I think it's time for a classic. Let's go to the paper review on BBC Breakfast. Now, I don't think I remember seeing this news story at the time, but it sounds like a famous chef... was at the centre of all the attention.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
The news story was blaming Delia for something.
And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
I know, no one was expecting that. Water, please. It's still going on.
I love that he's like, you might say, shockingly.
Oh, it's never going to end.
Now it's over to Time Team on More 4. And it's Tony Robinson, once again looking for old civilizations. And he's got his friend Naomi with him. I don't think she was expecting Tony to ask this, although she does seem very accommodating.
John did some geophys here, and he came up with two things which look suspiciously like ditches. Naomi, can I come in your trench?
Yes, you can.
Tony getting in the trench there with Naomi.
Naomi, can I come in your trench?
Yes, you can.
And John was on the geophys.
Yes,
it?
He was, whatever that is. Thanks, David, for sending that one.
I'm so cold.
Okay, final one.
Yeah, I am. Come on, one more.
Final.
Geophys.
Now,
this is so ridiculous.
Be warned, Rihanna.
What now?
We're now taking you to the Oxford-Cambridge boat race.
No!
What's the point?
No. Now, I know this is a real problem for you last time.
I can't do this.
Now, do you remember the lady got that pleasant surprise?
You know what's coming.
Water.
Okay.
Oh. Here we go. Try and hold it.
The wind and the tide working in opposition.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cocks in my ear.
Yes. Every single time it gets a...
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cocks in my ear.
That was today's Innuendo Bingo with Rihanna for Films.
I had people coming up to me about that for about months saying that to me. Thanks, guys. Last time.
It was brilliant. And, well, you made it through, though. You finished one.
I finished!
Yes! Thanks for watching. Thank you for listening. That was Rihanna for Films on Innuendo Bingo. It'll be on Radio 1 YouTube a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Gemma, who's just been on going, did you just say Jack and Alex from All Time Low on Innuendo Bingo on Thursday? Yes, sir. Yes, madam. That's happening at 1:45 on Thursday. It's Alex and Jack from Innuendo Bingo.
Potentially brilliant.
I know. I can't believe they've never played the game.
Well, they always say they want to play it, but I was almost certain that they must have played it even a couple of years ago. And maybe it's just one that we didn't properly do, you know, didn't put it up on YouTube, that kind of thing. But no, they haven't played it. So I think if we're going to do it on Thursday, let's just have a real messy one.
I'm sure I spoke to Alex and he was like, no, dude, we've never done it.
I'm saying like snorkels or something. We need to, I mean, maybe beachwear.
Maybe yoghurt.
What? No, I wasn't thinking yoghurt. No, that would... Right, so that's definitely going to be happening now, isn't
I think
it?
We've written that down.
Yoghurt? Really, though?
I know, I mean, that's a horrible mess, isn't it? But it would be funny.
It's a real mess and it's gloopy
as. I know, but you've got to think of the views.
You love it, though. You love it. Like, when the occasional time I have to play on my own... And I haven't done that for a while. And you're quite... It's quite sinister, the setup here. You'll have a camera looking down on me. Someone will feed me stuff, like soup... Spaghetti hoops.
It's my favourite thing.
Yoghurt. And then you because, love it. And you go home and you'll watch it on your own.
Yeah,
and
because what happens is...
Look at him. He loves it. I don't know why he loves it so much.
You're lying on your back. And I remember there was one time we did it with spaghetti hoops. and they came out really slow. Out of your mouth and up your nose.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He loves it.
Please can we do that one, a solo one again soon. So Jack and Alex are going to be on Thursday at 1:45. Laura's been on in Manchester. She really is having a problem with revising at the moment because can't seem to find the motivation. Can I play you the inspirational quotes from Pitbull from yesterday's show? This will inspire you to continue.
It's like a boost.
Good things come to those that wait.
This will be a real boost for you.
The music is basically me just painting a picture of my life. We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
He's so wise.
Does it though?
Pitbull comes from just fighting, not only in the industry, but in life as a whole. And anybody that understands the breed knows that it doesn't understand what the word lose means.
Right.
The way we create memories is by creating memories. There's not one hacker in the world that can hack into this head right here. So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture.
That last one really makes you think, doesn't it?
It's like an advert. That's what it sounds a bit like as well. It sounds like it could be an advert.
For a phone?
Yeah, or a camera.
Yeah.
Do you remember his old line? Take a picture of me with a Kodak. And that's going on in the background.
So, yeah, I hope that helps. And everyone else today that's finding it a little bit hard to get it together on a Tuesday. Bit of wisdom from Pitbull there.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Hey, tomorrow on the Radio and Breakfast Show with Grimmy, Pete Wentz is on off of Fall Out Boy playing Call or Delete, and it's a good one. This is on tomorrow morning after 8 a.m. So he had to call Michael from Five Sauce. Pete Wentz told Michael that he'd given a quote to the papers about 5 Seconds of Summer. and the quote really wasn't very complimentary.
What did you say?
Well, okay, so I basically kind of said that 5 seconds of summer made me want to quit music.
Oh.
He also called Dan off of Dan and Phil because, I don't know if you know, Dan is a massive fanboy when it comes to Fall Out Boy. Listens to Dan really trying to play it cool when he realises it's Pete Wentz on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Dan?
Yeah, who's this?
Pete from Fall Out Boy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Also, Pete goes super American in this clip. He kind of talks about everyone being bummed out.
The crazy thing is, like, the gif of me in the Harry Styles mask has gone, like, become like a meme and is, like, kind of
everywhere. Has it gone, like, super viral? Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I guess Patrick got, like, bummed about it, and then the whole band is bummed about it. So, like, is there a way to take it down?
And then you got bummed about it, Chris? And then I got bummed about it?
I think it's a different... Yeah.
And you got bummed about it?
Everyone involved. But it's... yeah, no, that sounds good.
Pete Wentz is on doing Call or Delete with Michael off of 5 Seconds of Summer. You want to listen to this just after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Very soon we're going to get a little update from our David Guetta lookalike who might play Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding in July.
Speaking of DJing, aren't you DJing somewhere tonight?
I am. I'm going to be at York SU tonight at the racecourse in York.
Nice.
Oh, Laura messaged me earlier going, I'll see you tonight. Yes, I will, my darling. I'll see you in York.
I was DJing on Friday night in Norwich at a club there. Mm. In fact, I want to talk about this because I'm slightly concerned I've done something wrong.
Okay, what's up?
So I was DJing there on Friday night. Everything seemed fine, right? Look on Twitter on Saturday. I see that the club's closed down.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No,
I started following it on
okay.
Twitter, and then I see Lolo in Norwich has closed down on the Saturday.
Okay, now I need some details from you. Was it quite a busy night?
Yeah. Everything seemed fun. Honestly, I had a really, really great time. It was really good fun.
Did any of the, maybe the club promoter or the manager or any of the staff or any of the punters in there say, oh, well, it's the last night tonight?
I don't really remember, but I left kind of fairly promptly. I didn't get to say goodbye to the lovely person who sort of greeted me a bit earlier on. And I couldn't
start the car, was it?
No, it wasn't. I just couldn't find him.
Okay.
But... but then I saw the next day. It was a couple of people messaged me saying you are aware it's off now.
You played the last ever gig.
But what my concern is only if that wasn't the plan with the place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But why did no one tell you? I mean, you know, you're a perfectly good DJ, good DJ.
But do you not think that I've done something wrong?
I don't think so.
To have,
I think you're being overly paranoid. I think you should just be like...
Wouldn't you be paranoid if you DJ'd one night
and then
it's
next
closed?
Day it's closed? Possibly, yes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Emma on Twitter's been on saying, just found out that my local club in Norwich has closed down. Thanks to Chris on Radio 1. Do like listening to Radio 1 for my local news.
Sorry.
Mate, I've just found a brilliant article, which is in the some kind of Norfolk Press, saying that you did the closing party.
I wasn't aware.
For this club. But no one told you.
Sorry.
No one told you it was closing. Is this the last night tonight? No. That was Foo Fighters on Radio 1. I am a river. Last week on the show, Chris was talking about his girlfriend's sister's wedding, which is coming up in July. That's right, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Oh, it's getting closer, isn't it?
I know. And your girlfriend's sister... thought she could book Ed Sheeran, quite simply, by sending him one tweet on Twitter.
Yes, well, that was the master plan. She was very keen to get Ed Sheeran involved. I think he's in the country at that time because he's doing a show at Wembley. At Wembley Stadium, I must point out.
And she was like, yeah, he'll do it. He'll pop along to the wedding, won't he, if I send him a tweet?
Yeah.
No. So that's not happening. But, as always, one of our listeners came to the rescue, and his name's Matt, offering his services up to us. As a David Guetta lookalike. And we discussed this last week on the show. How good would it be if we managed to convince all of the wedding guests that he was actual David Guetta?
Yeah.
So in the absence of Sheeran, You get David Guetta. We can premix his set beforehand. All he's got to do really is stand there and clap.
And that's the thing. It's not like other lookalikes where you book a lookalike and it's nice and all because they look a bit like the celebrity. Everyone could truly believe that it's David Guetta because really he doesn't have to talk that much.
We'll get him a fancy car. We'll get him a couple of security guards and no one will be any the wiser. But when Matt signed up to his lookalike agency, one of the things they did specify was that he needed to have French lessons to sound more like David Guetta. And I can speak to him now. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. You all right?
You sound just like
yeah.
him.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers, Chris. How are you doing, son?
I'm good. I'm good, my friend. How are you?
Oh, mate, tip top. I tell you what, mate. Oi, this week's been a bit of a nightmare, but I feel sorry for my teacher. Basically, I've been having private lessons, a tutor, and I feel really sorry for this lovely poor lady, really, just putting up with me. Cause it's been funny. It's been a laugh on my behalf, you know what I mean? But as for Nicola Henson, oh, mate, you know, she don't know a penny, put it that way, you know what I mean?
Why? What's been happening?
Well, I'm not fantastic at French. The odd word and all that, you know, not too bad. Do you know what I mean? So, I've been having two lessons. I've had two half an hours and they have flown by, but I'm getting there slowly, mate. So, it's nice for you guys to be back in touch and... Yeah. We'll have a go. We'll have a bash.
Well, it's been a week, so that's quite a long time, actually, to learn at least some basics in French.
Yeah, all right, Christopher. All right, we can do it.
So the agency did say they need you to learn a bit of French so that you're the whole David Guetta package. Not only do you look like him, but you sound like him as well.
And luckily, because David Guetta's a DJ, you don't need to learn that much. It's just in case someone says to you, as you're walking past towards your DJ set, you know, something, and then you can reply.
Yes, I can, mate. Right, basically, I'm going to give you a few little phrases now, right?
What I've got for you, Matt, is I've got some pretty basic French questions here.
Oh, here we go. Go on, then.
And I want to see if you can answer them.
All right, then, Mills. Fire away.
They're pretty basic, though, all right?
All right.
I know you've only had a week. Okay, so...
Yeah, go on, then.
Okay, so see if you can answer this one, and we'll see how you're getting along.
Bonjour. Comment vous appelez-vous?
Bonsoir. Je suis David Guetta.
Lovely. That's really good.
Yeah, that was really good. So...
Hello, what is your name?
Was the question, and you said...
Bonsoir.
Lovely.
Je suis David Guetta.
Yes.
You said good evening there.
Yeah, but that's right. Okay. That's polite. There's nothing wrong with that.
You
Mills.
Said, good evening, I am...
Because I'm at an evening venue, aren't I? I'm coming in of a night time.
He's that's at a right. wedding. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Bonsoir.
I am David Guetta, that's what you just said.
Well, how's that, all right?
No, that's brilliant.
The words are great. The accent, though...
Yeah, well, I'm still working on it, mate. Hence why, you know, bless the teachers. You know, she's earned her pennies this week anyway, mate.
Don't worry, I've got this down.
All right then, Mills.
Next question.
Où habitez-vous?
J'habite Dorset.
Very yes! good. That's good. That's good basic French there.
So that was...
Where do you live?
And you answered, I live in Dorset.
But if you are pretending to be David Guetta, should you not be saying Breton or somewhere like that?
You're doing well, though.
Oh, cheers, Mills. Thanks for your moral support and Christopher. The Scott
Mills Daily. So our David Guetta lookalike, Matt, is on the phone. He's been told he needs to learn French before he takes some bookings as a David Guetta lookalike, just so he's more of the real deal. Now, Chris, Matt can't hear me at the moment. I've put him on mute.
Right, OK.
So I think now is the chance maybe where we throw in a bit more kind of advanced French. What do you think?
OK,
he won't
yep.
cope with it.
I like this.
OK, so let's throw in some more advanced questions, and he won't know what to do, I don't think. Okay, I'm about to unmute myself and speak to Matt right now. Well, I've got some more questions for you, Matt, all right?
All right.
Votre blaireau est si grand. Pourquoi?
Merci beaucoup. Mais bon, UA.
Now, what did you say there?
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Nice swerve.
Would you like to know what the question was?
Yeah, go on then, mate.
Why is your badger so big?
My badger? That's a bit personal now. You're getting a bit technical now, aren't you?
Well, no, I just wanted to see if you could answer the question.
Basic French.
What? Why is my badger so big? Yeah, that's not basic French, is it?
Right, if you're playing Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding, someone might ask you that when you're pretending to be David Guetta.
I'll tell you what, mate. Oi, who on earth is going to ask that?
You never know.
You need to be prepared.
Be prepared, mate. I tell you what, that's firing from all cylinders, my friend. I'm telling you. Now, I tell you what, I want to get my money back from my teacher, from Nicola, because what I've been taught and what you guys have thrown at me is completely
different.
Oh, mate, without a shadow of a doubt.
Is it really?
Why is my badger so big? Who's going to say that at a wedding? You know what I mean?
You never know.
Mate, I've heard that be said before.
So have I.
Oh, God, really?
Are you starting to panic a bit now?
Nah, mate, I'll still answer it. You know what I mean?
Good, yeah. I've got one more. If you could answer this for me, please, see if you know it.
S'il vous plaît, pourriez-vous nettoyer mon castor?
Oh, you know what? No, I can't, Mills, actually,
okay, mate. No, imagine you're at the gig. You're David Guetta. What are you going to answer?
S'il vous plaît, pourriez-vous nettoyer mon castor?
Well, I'm going to be throwing my hands up in the air anyway. So
you're talking English.
You're talking English there.
Oh, okay. I don't know, mate.
Think of any French phrase that you've learnt this week. Any, in response to this.
S'il vous plaît, pourriez-vous nettoyer mon castor?
Bien, merci, touchant, très bien.
Which means?
Thank you very much.
Good night. Yeah.
Good night, Vienna.
Yeah.
So, would you like to know what the question was there?
Yeah, go on then, Mills.
Could you please hoover my beaver?
Could you please hoover my beaver? Are you having a laugh or what?
No, this is basic French.
Basic French,
oh, mate. Oh, dude, I tell you what, I love you both. You know what I mean? But, oi, the beaver. Can you hoover my beaver?
Yes, it was on Innuendo Bingo a couple of days ago.
Yeah, no, I love that. Big out to Bingo Endo. But, mate, no one's going to flip in.
You never know.
My beaver. Oh, come on, Mills,
you've
mate.
Got
this
to
is
be,
beyond a joke, son.
You've got to be prepared.
Be prepared? Well, I didn't know you... Oh, mate. Well, you've put a spanner in the works on this, haven't you?
Okay,
hoover
I feel
my
that I'm...
beaver.
I feel that I'm stressing you out.
I think you need to go back to your French teacher.
And say, why aren't you teaching me these phrases?
Nah.
Well, I didn't know I needed to learn, you know, hoover my beaver.
You never know.
Basic.
Well, that is completely... That's not... Christopher, that's really not basic French, son. Hoover my beaver. You're having a laugh, aren't you?
Anyway...
Well, Oi. Okay, I'm going to have to learn animals now, ain't I?
Yeah, as well, I would.
Yeah, OK, mate. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to blow you out of the water. Give me next week, all right, son?
All right, no worries.
All right, cheers.
OK, at least you still look like him, David Guetta.
Yeah, I think that's a positive.
Yeah, that's good. Son.
Thank you very much.
I don't think you should be disheartened here, Matt, because you've only had, like, two lessons.
Yeah, mate, but I'm telling you, this is, like, what I've been taught... It's so. I might as well just get my money back, mate.
No, because she has taught you some good basic French. So just ask her to go a bit more advanced in the next lesson.
Yeah, no, I will do, mate. Yeah, thanks for that. And, mate, people really are not going to say that, I'm telling you, mate.
You never know.
It's best to be prepared, okay?
Okay, I like that.
You're doing well. Keep going.
Yeah.
Don't be disheartened, all right? It's going well. And soon, not only will you look like Guetta, you will sound like him too.
Okay, that's a good positive, Mills. Cheers, bye.
And next week, when we speak to you, because obviously you want to get some gigs as David Guetta, we're going to work on the accent, okay?
Mate, I'm going to start. I'm going to restart tonight, mate. And
okay.
Animal.
Yeah, get that. And then I'll give you the accent tutorial next week, all right?
All right,
son.
All right, friend.
All right, my friend.
All right, my friend. Take care. Have a good one. All right, then.
All right, son.
All right, boys. Take care.
Love you, bye. All right.
Bye-bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Just saying that at the moment, Charlie Sloth is in a New York penthouse on Periscope, saying that he's a male model because some people don't know him on Periscope, so he's saying that he's a male model and not a DJ. That's why he's not here today. He's in New York doing his own version of Cribs on Periscope right now. So no Fat Tuesday, that's off. It's Clara Amfo instead on Real or No Real. obsessed with Beyonce's big announcement. So all the fans were like, she was like, I'm going to be making a really exciting announcement very soon. And everyone was like, oh, what's it going to be? Like maybe a new baby, like a brother or sister.
New album.
Blue Ivy. Finally, we've got some new music. What's it going to be? Everyone just waiting, looking at Beyonce's website. Keep refreshing her Twitter. And what is it? I'm on a vegan diet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh. Whoa. Radio 1 Rocks. Hey, Chris, are you enjoying Radio 1 Rocks as much as I am this week?
I'm loving it as much as you are.
Enter Shikari. We're in the live lounge with Clara Amfo today. That's not it. We're only on Tuesday, so tonight at 9 o'clock is Slipknot Hellbound. And no one's ever heard me talk over music like this before. Daniel P. Carter gains exclusive access to the band Slipknot at the final show of their recent UK tour. Also, you can watch this on the Radio 1 iPlayer channel. If you love Slipknot, you've got to listen to this. 9 o'clock tonight, Dan P. Carter backstage with Slipknot. No one gets to do that. Then tomorrow night, Annie Mac and Daniel P. Carter are live from the BBC's Maida Vale studios, and they've got Bullet for My Valentine, Black Peaks and Paris live. Then Paris are in the live lounge with Clara on Thursday morning. Then a whole day of rock on Radio 1 on Sunday. Nothing but rock music from 6 a.m. till 4 p.m. And then finishing off Radio 1 Rocks Sunday night with a rock show download festival special from 7 p.m. with Dan P. Carter. Listen live, catch up when you can. And you can watch the performances on the Radio 1 iPlayer.
Radio 1 Rock! BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloth is off this week, so Clara Amfo's here and it's real or no real.
It is real or no real.
How are you, my darling?
I can't complain. Life is good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Your life is it's crazy right now.
It's a little bit busy.
6 days a week on Radio 1. I see you doing all the photo shoots. I see them all the time.
You're in the magazines.
All the time. Glamour all the time.
Going well.
Although yesterday I was alone on my sofa eating cheesecake, so hey.
Sometimes you just need one of them days.
Right, watching Spring Watch.
I'm enjoying your show, though.
Oh, thanks.
Really good. Okay, so here's today's facts. You've got to decide whether they're real or absolutely made up.
In Da Club rapper 50 Cent has 37 bathrooms in his house.
Now, 50 Cent was the face of a really well-known drinks company for a while.
Right.
And I would say that he would drink that drink a lot. And being that he lives in a big house, he would probably need to go to the loo a lot. Mm. So therefore, him having 37 toilets could be feasible.
But if you've got 37 bathrooms, how many rooms does that equate to?
Oh, gosh.
Hundreds, right?
En suites as well.
Has 50 Cent made a load of money from like his music or from brand association?
I think the past few years, probably a bit more brand association.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah.
You know, Diddy has made more money from vodka than from music.
Really?
I could believe that.
Absolute true. Oh, I should have saved that for a future real or no real.
Yeah, that's a good
But
one.
Does 50 Cent have 37 bathrooms?
He's blatantly got a massive house, probably outdoor loos, indoor loos, probably does add up.
Chris,
37, I'd
superstars
say.
Do not have outdoor toilets.
Oh,
you asked this to Pitbull yesterday. They don't have them.
He didn't.
Mr.
No,
Worldwide.
Doesn't have an outside loo.
Can we just talk about that? How good was it?
Do you know, Pitbull's my guilty pleasure.
Same.
I've told myself that I don't like him, but he just seems like such a lovable guy.
Did you hear him?
I have heard bits of it. I need to listen back to the whole thing in full.
Oh, it's my favourite.
Are you totally best friends now?
He was a dream, yeah. Absolute dream.
3 or 5.
37 seems like a lot of bathrooms. Chris, what are you saying?
I'm
real
saying
or no real?
Real.
I'm actually going to say real too.
That one is real.
Yeah. True. He bought the house off boxer Mike Tyson, and it does indeed have 37 bathrooms, which seems a little bit excessive.
Just a bit.
And next.
One Direction bandmates Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson first met in a toilet.
I mean, I'm assuming they met at the auditions. must have been where it happened.
Because they're not from the same neck of the woods in the UK, are they?
No. And they weren't real friends to begin with, were they? They were kind of put together.
It's
and
like
they
forced
were
forced friends.
Be friends. You, be friends. We're going to make multi-million pounds out of you.
Mm. And luckily, they're still in the band together.
Yeah. So did they meet in a toilet? It's where all of the global dominating bands first meet.
Yeah, but do you reckon there were other people in the toilet and they probably use this anecdote and say, do you know what, I was in the toilet when they... I mean, and you must be so gutted if you were in the auditions that year and missed out on being in One Direction. That must be the most annoying thing of all.
You could have been one toilet trip away from being a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
I've just got this idea of like Harry and Louis just stood there at the urinals. All right, mate. All right, mate. Like, not knowing what would have been, like, a year later.
But they would have been rivals at that point. Because didn't they all go in as solo entries? Mm. So at that point, you're looking at the person next to you in the toilet thinking...
I don't want you to get through.
Yeah.
Quick backtrack. Do boys actually have these types of small talk conversations in loos? Is that a thing that actually happens?
Well, we've done it on the show before where we've made Chris go into toilets and force conversation on guys because normally they don't. You might get an, all right, mate, all right, mate. But that's it.
It's pretty much heads down, get to business.
Yeah. It can be well awkward, can't it? Because if someone starts talking to you in the toilet, it's a ridiculous situation that you're in because it doesn't feel comfortable.
Whereas you girls, you love a goss, don't you?
We do like our toilet tricks. We really do. I'm just trying to think. Do you know what? Harry Styles looks like the type of guy that would say, all right, mate, in the toilet and maybe talk to you for a bit longer.
Cos Northern.
Yeah.
And friendly.
Exactly. He's not like one of us cold southerners. So I would say that that's potentially real.
And Chris?
I reckon this one's real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah. They did meet in the X Factor toilet in glamorous Wembley during their auditions.
Beautiful.
And next.
To get off paying a parking ticket, rapper Skepta recently performed at a traffic warden's birthday party.
Yes. That's so good. If that's real, that is amazing.
What a good idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
So imagine Skepta's come back to his car. He's only missed it by like 5 minutes, but he's got the big yellow ticket on it. He's like, oh, rubbish. Then he sees the traffic warden. They're like, yes, it's Skepta. He's like, can I play a gig at your house? And they're like, yeah, right then.
Yeah.
Take the ticket off the window immediately.
Well, no, traffic wardens said, no, look, sorry, the ticket's been done. Skepta's then got, is there nothing I can do? Traffic wardens then use the line, I think we can come to some kind of arrangement. Next thing you know, Skepta in your living room doing a gig.
Shut
Amazing.
Down.
So real or no real, Skepta recently performed at a traffic warden's birthday party because they came to some kind of agreement.
I'm actually going to say... that's real, because Skepta seems like he's a man of the people and he's somebody that would happily, you know, make somebody's day rather than pay a parking ticket fine.
At the end of the day, you might be Skepta, but it's still 80 quid.
Yeah, but he'd earn more money from doing another
40,
gig.
40 if you play it within a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true, but, you know.
What are you saying, Clark? I think this is no real.
I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But you can, I know what you mean, you can kind of imagine it.
Yeah.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30, Clara got 20. Oh, unlucky, Clara.
Innuendo bingo, it's on next time.
Yes. 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 You need to do this.
We need a rematch, because last time I did that, I got really, really ill. My technique wasn't great.
No.
And I got a really bad cold, but I'm ready for you now.
Don't blame me for that.
It's all about the spray.
Yeah.
And he does it good, because he does it twice a week. So just perfect it. Maybe practice in front of the mirror.
I'm going to do that.
Clara's back tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. Thanks, love.
Thanks.
Remember, Thursday on the show, it's all-time low on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Jack and Alex will be joining us live. And tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1 from 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.